there has been a lot of difficulty as a result of the vessels having to tie up due to lack of markets. This happened back in March, and I had vessels actually tied to the wall mid-March with no market. Complaining, obviously, naturally, of the fact that they were in difficulties, even to the extent that, some of them were in distress as such. Let alone, you're aware of the markets collapsed completely. We have a number of vessels that sell through their own agency, and because of the shutdown here in Ireland, their domestic market fell overnight from 1 week to the next, fell by over 90%. So I don't have to elaborate a lot on that there to emphasize the difficulties of that particular situation. The Spanish market and French market collapsed as well. There was some small outlet for a couple of species in Spain, but a much, much reduced market, and then, of course, a much reduced price. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to actually spell out the consequences of all that.
So things are tough enough for Dunmore East, though, these days, Hugo?
Things are very, very tough for Dunmore East. I mean, we cover Dunmore East. We cover the vessels the whole way from, in fact, Clogher Head right around to Castletown Bear, and we have vessels that tied up for the full month of April. One owner that tied three vessels up for the full month of April. That was his whole fleet. One of the other members that we have, they have a number of vessels, and what they did because of the reduced market that they had was that they allowed out roughly about half of their vessels to fish for the market on rotation, and they tied the other ones up. So you're affecting crews, you're affecting the livelihood of, let alone the vessel owners themselves, you have the crews, their families, the supporting services is a big, big thing as well. And the minister and his department have at all times constantly emphasized the horizontal measures that are in place. But horizontal measures never make up for the losses that you incur, both the fixed losses you incur and the earnings that you have lost. Those particular losses are there and will be there. Fishing is unique in employment terms. So you tie vessels up for a month, and especially with the aid scheme that was proposed, you're supposed to tie vessels up for a month. Good crews are very, very hard to get. And if they have to leave for a month, whether they're on horizontal measures or not, it's highly unlikely that they're going to come back. They may have found something else. Some of them are local foreigners, may want to go home, they may not come back again. And none of these factors, even with the horizontal measures, none of these factors have been taken into account. That's a very, very serious thing, Nick,
Is it understood by the department how bad things are for the industry?
I think the industry emphasised last week, after having a response from the minister early in the week, that I think that the industry emphasised probably in an unprecedented fashion as to how their feelings on the matter, because it's probably the first time ever, and this is from some of the other PO. CEOs, the first time ever that the four POs separately, yet simultaneously, went to the press with press releases. And I'm sure you have every one of them there. You've read every one of them, but Jan, a lot of people have, and a lot of people actually commented on them. But it's probably the first time ever, and that has to be taken into consideration by the department, has to be taken into consideration by the minister. And unfortunately, the response that we got from the minister, we really got nothing. The minister sent us a great big long-winded letter to explain what their position was and why they have taken the decision and measures that they've proposed, and he may not have bothered himself going to the trouble of actually composing a big long epistle like that, because it could have been he could have actually just condensed it into two words, two flowery words, to the industry, and that really would have summed it up. So I'm afraid that, you know, when you read into things, that's really their attitude to it. And they do, they are aware, they should be aware of what the difficulties have been, like, you know, and the difficulties are. I mean, the EU Commission proposed and made provision for the difficulties that the fisheries in general around Europe was in by backdating by amending the MFF fund criteria, and obviously went along and changed the legislation to help the member states out so that they could introduce measures that would have actually helped the industry in retrospect. And if that was done retrospectively, they could help them out retrospectively to the 1st of February. And I think we were fairly fair in our approach to it, that we would have been happy actually to have it done retrospectively to the 1st of April, without taking into account February and March at all, even though we had a lot of difficulties in those particular months as well. So that's really, I suppose, the nub of where our difficulties originated as far as COVID is concerned. I mean, this, of course, was on top of a winter of, I suppose, almost unprecedented weather, storms. A lot of the repair vessels in from the end of November right up until the end of February. So one compounded the other, and that's where the fishing industry ended up.